Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Michael Bidwell. I'm president of the Arizona Cardinals Football Club, and it's my great honor to be here with Kurt Warner today. And I'm here to announce that we're going to add Kurt to the Cardinals Stadium Ring of Honor. He will be the 14th Cardinal that's added to the Ring of Honor. 11 of the 13th that are in there today are in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And it's our hope, with this being the first year of Kurt's eligibility to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, that this starts off the year the right way. We're going to do the induction ceremony on September 8th when we play Monday Night Football at halftime when we play against the San Diego Chargers. We think it's a great big stage in which we can celebrate Kurt's great career in the NFL, many years with the Cardinals, many years with other teams. But we're excited about what he did as a Cardinal on the field. He made a lot of great contributions. He's all over our record book, brought us to back-to-back division titles and to the Super Bowl, to Super Bowl 43. We won the NFC Championship that year. And it's not only about the way he performed on the field and with the class that he performed on the field, but also what he did off the field. He and his wife Brenda and their whole family have been involved in the community here in Arizona and other NFL cities as well. He and his family live here in Arizona, and we're excited about what he continues to do in the community and make such a positive impact. So, Kurt, thank you very much, and I'll turn it over to you.
I appreciate it. Thank you. I mean, first, just humbled and honored to be recognized this way and to go down in the history of the Cardinal organization in this fashion. Honored to be a part of that history and to have had the opportunity to play here. You know, and as you mentioned, you know, you look at the names on the list, you know, starting with Mr. B, and then to some friends of mine, Dan Dierdorf, Aeneas Williams, all the Hall of Famers. You know, just humbled to be considered, you know, in that group. And, you know, I think one of the things that I always think about was how the Cardinal organization gave me an opportunity when not many teams out there were going to give me an opportunity. And, you know, the one thing that I always say to myself is I want to make sure that when a team invests in me that that they get their investment worth. And, you know, I'm honored to think that now going into the Ring of Honor that hopefully that shows that that you were happy with your investment.
And, absolutely.
you know, but I look at that as an honor because it is something when somebody takes a chance on you and gives you an opportunity, you want to live up to that. And so So I'm glad that it worked out for both of us. You know, and then I just, you know, you got to say thanks to your teammates and your coaches along the way that I know there's one name that's going to go in the Ring of Honor, and that'll be my name. But I know that I couldn't do it without so many people along the way and so many great teammates and great coaches. So, you know, I just got to say thanks to them. And it's an honor that I receive, but I receive on behalf of all my teammates and the people that, that helped me to get there. So I just thanks to the Cardinal organization and the entire family. Please pass that on to the rest of the crew. But just very excited and humbled to have this opportunity and to be a part of Cardinal history in this way. Expectations always stayed the same for me. It was that, A, when I knew I wasn't going back to New York, the goal was to find a place to start because I felt like I could be productive and I could help a team win. And as I said, there weren't many teams that were willing to give me that opportunity. You know, the Cardinals were one that were willing to. And, you know, when I jumped on that opportunity, I felt like it was – another awesome spot to go because, you know, a lot of people looked at the Cardinal organization and said, well, they'll never get to this point. Everybody was looking at me and saying, well, he's never getting back to that point. And so I thought it would be a great marriage to be able to come together and, you know, let's try to do something that nobody expects us to do in a couple different ways. And that's kind of my expectation when I came in was that, you know, I wanted to help this organization go somewhere they'd never been before. And I'm fortunate that I got a chance to do that in St. Louis. And I tell you, there's nothing better because you see an entire community that can come together around a football team. And I got a chance to see that twice. People are always asking me, well, if you were going to go into the Hall of Fame, would you be a Cardinal? Would you be a Ram? And my only answer is that I wouldn't be going into the Hall of Fame if I get in without both parts. Both parts to me are equally as important, equally special. And I probably the thing that I'm most proud of in my career was to be able to help two organizations go someplace that they've never been before. Not many people get that opportunity to do it with one, to have the chance to do it with two. You know, I still think back to when we went to the Super Bowl here. And part of my enjoyment was watching everyone else, because I honestly think there were so many people in this organization that didn't know if they'd ever get there. And to watch players that had been in the league for a number of years, to watch people in the organization that, you know, hadn't been close to that before. And that, to me, was fun. But to me, I take great pride in that, in, you know, being a part of that. And I know we didn't win it here, but we were good enough to win it.
When you think about the best of the best, the men that are up in that ring of honor, it's a permanent addition to the stadium that we started in 2006. And for people, you know, young fans in particular, that may not know who some of those names are, I know there are a lot of fans today whose kids and grandkids will be coming into that stadium and be able to look up at that permanent part of our history and get the stories told about who Kurt Warner is and what he stood for, not only his performance and how he played the game and his sportsmanship, but also what he did off the field. A lot of those stories are told about Pat Tillman. A lot of those stories are told about other players. For me, for my father, for the franchise, it's about making that permanent establishment of a ring of honor to honor the players that have been the best of the best of the Cardinals.